Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended with some really strong words as we were redefining what a Christian is. And we also saw our joining to the Lord in the Spirit as we believe not only births a new creature in us, but also immediately negates the old fleshly life of Adam that is also within us. All that we are in the Adamic nature, the natural man, the fleshly man, the old Adamic life is now under the cross of Christ. Praise God. It no longer has place in us. It no longer has power over us in this new creature. As long as we walk with the Lord, it will pass away, and our new nature in Christ Jesus will become predominant in our spirit. Now, please notice that a Christian is not one who is made to look like Jesus or merely act like Jesus by following certain rules or doctrines or principles. Oh no, that is not sanctification, my friend. Rather, a Christian is one who is joined to the Lord. Let me say that again. A Christian is one who is joined to the Lord and through whom Jesus himself wants to live. Do you believe this, my friend? Well, if not, then please do not call yourself a Christian, because you lie and the truth of the Word of God is not in you. That means you cannot support the agendas of this world, like the LGBTQ agenda, or, you know, the abortion rights, or the woman's right to choose, and then call yourself a Christian. Oh no, we must support the things that the Bible supports. We must support the things that Christ supports, those things that are found in the Word of God. My friend, Christ is not hip, nor is he woke. He is holy, and he expects his children also to be holy. If you think you can be woke or LGBTQ and support the murder of babies in a mother's womb and call yourself a Christian, now listen, you're a liar according to the Word of God. Abortion, LGBTQ+, and wokeness, and all of those worldly things are things of darkness and not of the light, because the Word of God speaks strongly against them. And if you support such things, then the Word of God speaks strongly against you. John in 1 John 1:6 writes, "If we say that we have fellowship with him," that would be Christ, "and walk in darkness," supporting, you know, abortion, LGBTQ, wokeness, "then we lie and do not know the truth." Sadly, most people, and Christians included, know the truth, but they choose not to walk in it. That is what John was saying in 1 John 2:21. And I speak this verse out to all of those denominational and those nominal churches in the world. "I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and no lie is of the truth." In other words, John was saying, you know the truth, and I know you know the truth, but you choose not to walk in the truth. So that makes you a liar. I would also say that makes those who know the truth and choose not to walk in the truth, not only makes them a liar, but it also condemns and judges them before God. When Paul said, "Christ, who is our life," in Colossians 3:4, he was pointing to the fact that Christ has given us a life to live in and for him, but that he is our life, that Christ is our life, and he wants to live in and through us. My friend, God is not making Christians into little Xerox copies of Jesus, oh no. Rather, he wants each of us to manifest through us the Christ who dwells within us. Let me say that again. God wants each of us to manifest through us the Christ who dwells within us, and to be a living example of the fact that we are joined to him. For this to happen, amazing things, something more amazing than the birth of a baby, or something more amazing than the birth of a star, light years from Earth. And that is the birth of that new creature in us, once we are truly born again, or birthed from above. As noted from the past teachings, when we are joined to the Lord Jesus Christ and become one spirit with Him, there is a birth, a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus that is born in us. For this to happen, we must believe this really happens and believe that God is dealing with our sin nature as we allow Him permission to deal and judge in our hearts. Commonly said, this is another way of saying that we have been born from above, or we are born again. We have received Christ from the outside of us and now into us. But this new life cannot be born into us naturally. Oh no. But we have received Him, Christ, from above. In short, God does not repeat, does not act on us and change us into some new creature. Rather, He joins us to Christ. And because we are in Christ, we are new creatures, new creations. He is the source of all of that, which makes this possible. Oh, my friend, I hope you are so understanding this. What I'm saying. I so hope you are getting this, for if not, now listen, then you cannot be saved. Now please note that this does not mean that the old man in Adam, our natural man, our fleshly man, ceases to exist. I wish it would, but it doesn't. Even after we have been joined to Christ in the Spirit, if we do not walk with the Lord in any meaningful way, then we can still sin and fall short of what God expects of us. Now, does that mean God does not love us? Oh no, He loves us even more. Does that mean He's going to throw us on some garbage heap? Oh no, thank God for His convicting power of the Holy Spirit and His God's mercies and graces that are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness to us. That's not what Paul means when he says old things have passed away in 2 Corinthians 5:17. But what he does mean is that our lives are from out of God in Christ Jesus. The rest is under death. Evidently, at the resurrection of the body, what some people would call the rapture, the old man and all that he is will cease to exist then. But for now, in this age, only the power of the old creature is broken by placing our faith in Christ and the joining of our spirit with Christ. Yes, our flesh remains. It is present. And thus, if we do not mind our walk with the Lord, our relationship with the Lord, then our spiritual union with Christ will grow weaker and weaker and weaker. The Scripture speaks much about these two natures as the separation of our soul where sin dwells and our spirit where Christ dwells if joined to Christ. If we have received Christ, there is this division between our soul and our spirit. The presence of Christ in us immediately creates this division. Let me say that again. The presence of Christ in us immediately causes this division. This is on one hand Christ in us and all that is in Him. But there also remains on the other hand all that is in our natural man. And not only is this division there, and it is also a great distinction, but there is also a great conflict. The natural and the spiritual are against each other. In Galatians 5:17, Paul writes, "For the flesh, lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would want to do." Wow. Amen. More next week on being out from Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that the Lord is you're opening up your understanding, and the Lord is able to give this revelation to you so that we are, new creatures in Christ Jesus. Because if we don't understand this principle, my friend, then we cannot be saved. We will not be saved. We can walk the aisle and repeat prayers all day long. But if we don't come to this understanding of how we are saved and how we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, we cannot be saved. God bless. More next week. Amen.